So would you introduce yourselves, please? The man with the coffee starting.
Thomas Johnson.
Daniel Womack.
Brandon Miles.
Carter King.
Alex Jones.
Well, it's just Future Birds, actually.
So I'd like you to tell me some things about this band that are between the lines. Thank you for that.
A band that Daniel and I started, well, only in our heads, but it was kind of during the formation of Future Birds. And it's called Trash Bag Diapers. And we all played motorcycle helmets. and wore and diapers made out of trash bags.
E minor was our biggest hit.
We had some truly amazing shows.
You signed to a pretty good label. You signed to a label that really mixes it up too, and I've had a lot of bands from Fat Possum on. We're talking everybody from Andrew Bird, you know, it's a pretty nifty label. And the other thing that's kind of interesting is that you probably fit in more, and we're not going to talk about genres, we're not going to genre-lize, but we're going to go there because it's important. You probably fit in better in Austin than you do in some ways in the indie world of South by Southwest, and yet Fat Possum is known for being a true indie label. Admittedly, they're down south, so that helps matters, but there must have been a reason that they came to you or you came to them.
Fat Possum was always a label that we had on our radar. You know, it's like something that we saw ourselves as, you know, maybe that'd be a good fit, or, you know, that we certainly were fans of their work and, you know, felt, you know, like we could fit in on that label musically at least. And, but, you know, the record shopping process took us all over the place, you know, before we finally got there. And, you know, we sent them our stuff originally, and we kind of went through a whole process, went down the road with a few other labels and couldn't find a deal that we really thought was for us. And then they showed up in the picture, and they were just all of a sudden ready to go, and we hopped on, and it's been pretty quick moving since we got with them. But, I definitely feel like, you know, we definitely like the fact that they're in the South. Just for anything else, that, you know, we could go knock on their door and if need be, you know. And we know where every single one of them lives and have their home addresses. And
what was the wrong label? What was the label that you went down the road and they said, "Hey, babe, look, 360 deal. We'll let you keep your videos. Well, no, we'll let you keep your second video, but your firstborn video, we're going to keep. And also your publishing, you know what?"
Like Thomas was saying, just getting this record out and kind of finding Fat Possum was like this real long process in itself, probably about a year long. But names aside, we went way down the road with one label, and it's kind of like you said, it's like a smaller label, but same types of deals as these bigger labels, and most of those mid-size or small to mid-size labels, they're outsourcing everything anyway. So, you know, it's kind of like, well, if we could just raise the money we need, we could do it ourselves, except we're not going to have our second record shelved if the first one doesn't do well, or, you know. It's as much muscle as we want to put into it. We're not relying on someone else. And but anyway, we went way down the line with these guys, and they were so excited. And, you know, we're not a record label. We're a music company, and we're here. This is y'all's show. We believe in y'all and the whole deal. And then, like, you know, then they want us to put this old song from our record that's 2 years old on our new record, and kind of pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. And yeah, and they're very smart guys, and they know how to make hits, and they have some very successful hits. And I mean, they're just doing their job and trying to make us successful, but it just wasn't. We weren't seeing eye to eye on how exactly we were going to do that. And then kind of when that was falling apart, it was like, you know, things got a little dark, and then the Fat Possum came. Yeah. No, Fat Possum was a fat. I know. Well, I was saying that the Fat Possum, you know, came out of the darkness. They came out and just kind of, I don't know, we all sort of magnetized, and it's been really great so far. We're really happy to be there.
So there's a couple of things that drive me nuts, like when bands are described the same way in almost every single review. And sometimes it's part of the part of the PR. Sometimes it's part of the way it's done. But I want you to kind of talk about this. And this is not the, so like, what's the sound of your band question? Reverb, country-tinged maximum levels. Again and again and again. Because it's kind of, oh yeah, well, kind of country rock, kind of Americana, kind of. So there's two parts to this that are interesting to me. One is it against the law to be a band from Athens, Georgia, that plays the kind of music you play, and to put reverb on your records and to give it a sound? And number two, in this lovely Mumford and Sons environment, like, you know, do you think you could, like, break alternative radio like the Lumineers and Mumford? And by the way, I've had these guys on my show, so I'm not making fun of them.
So I guess, you know, as for, you know, reverb-soaked, country-tinged, maximum levels, Americana, post-psych jam band.
Oh yeah, I forgot the psych hard
song. I don't know. It's, I mean, I don't really even think, or I would never even really think of us as like, is it like country music? Really, I guess I don't know. I think it's just like kind of weird and southern, and you know, I don't know. But you know, I don't know. We just, you know, we're not trying to do anything, and you know, at this point, I don't know where it's coming from. I don't even know if it's people that from, you know, from our camp who are, you know, oh, this is how we should describe the band, or if it's like, that's just how people, the conclusions people come to. But it's just, I've, you know, you just see this stuff so much, it's just, you kind of don't even care anymore.
I mean, you're seeing like banjos and stuff at the Grammys, and the whole Americana thing is, I mean, I guess it's getting popularized. I don't know by who or for what reason, but I mean, it's something we've always enjoyed, being from the South.
Yeah. People, I mean, people spend a lot of time and effort like trying to tell you or tell other people, like, you know, what you are or what you play or what kind of music, what you sound like, who, other bands, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, it's just a lot of spinning wheels. Our next album actually is all electronic music. But yeah, I mean, you can't, I don't know. And then it's like, and then you go make other music. It's just, you got to do whatever it is that you do. And that's kind of something that we've been, I think, really good at, is we've never gone into a studio and said, hey, I want to make this song sound like this, or, you know, there's not a lot of forethought in before, like, the song comes out. It's kind of like, hey, I got this. Everyone kind of sees their different perspective on it, and it all just kind of comes together. Like, the song is sort of, I don't know, it's never, what's the word I'm looking for? It's never contrived, really. You know, it just kind of evolves.
Is this technically the sophomore album?
Yeah.
Technically, ooh, the sophomore album, whoa. But all kidding aside, did you bring Fat Possum an album? Or so you brought them a Ready to Rock thing, and then did they do anything?
No, I wouldn't even say suggestions, just kind of bounce some ideas off of us about different ways we might be able to sequence it or do this. Not that they had anything specific in mind. They just, you know, when we brought it to him, it was, you know, we'd had it. We'd actually been, you know, we finished recording it, and it was mastered by May. So, you know, we've just been sitting on it. So we had kind of already gone through and gotten a good sequence that we liked. And, you know, we had 15 tracks we were choosing from and ended up whittling it down a little bit. At the end of the day, what we brought to them is what's going to be released. You know, we went around about some other things, but it ended up being the same. And then, as far as production, recording, and all that, you know, I think it definitely sounds better than anything we've done. I think the whole songwriting and song construction process was a lot more focused. You know, I think in the past, some of the, like, the songs will be like, you know, really well thought out songs, but like all the parts within them are, you know, some of them, you know, I wouldn't say rambling, but are just kind of like, you know, a little more just thrown together. Yeah, not aimless, but just aimless. And, but, whereas this song, anyways, I think you know, playing so much has definitely made us better, and I think the better at playing together, and we've taken that into the studio, whereas now we're, you know, every part is a little more thought out, and the songs as a whole sound more focused to me than they have in the past. And I think that hopefully as the record as a whole, you know, I'm not saying there's like a killer single that's going to take, you know, that's going to bust top, you know, 20 radio and all that. But I think the record as a whole makes a really good statement about the band and where we've come.
I was kind of still thinking about the just process of making the record. Almost 2 years from the beginning of the recording process. And the recording process itself took a year because we were doing it off and on between tours and stuff. And but I think this record as a whole it's more of a record than our first record. Our first record's more a collection of songs, you know? But it's own... Yeah, it's its own being, I guess, and we're really, really proud of it. I think we've just evolved as a band a lot more, and that sound that people will continuously tell you what it is or what it sounds like, but I think we kind of know inside what that is now, and so the process of bringing it out and putting it to tape has become a lot more fluid.
So I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and it's two of your songs as the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between.